Could you do it? I don't know if I could. What would you do if God came to you and you were Abraham? Well, I suppose I should mention at the time his name was Abram, not Abraham yet. But God comes to you and says, Abram, I want you to leave everything. Leave your family, leave your home, leave everything you know, and I want you to go to a place that I'm going to show you later. Could you do that? Well, to be fair, I suppose, in full disclosure, I should share that I had something kind of similar happen. My first assignment as a pastor was to go and start a new mission church in Florida, to leave everything that I knew, to leave the family my wife and I had, our home in Wisconsin. We didn't know anybody there. We had never lived there. We heard there were alligators and snakes there. This was scary stuff, especially that snakes part. But at least we had Facebook and FaceTime and phones and computers. We could connect with people. Abram didn't have any of that stuff. He didn't even have maps or GPS. God didn't even tell him where to go. God just said, go and I'll show you later. And here's what's incredible. In the next verse, it says, so Abram left. Just like that. No complaining, no whining, no questions. He just up and left. Is that something that you think you could do? I don't know if I could do it like Abram did. But here's the thing. Maybe you already do. Do you actually know where your life is going right now? Do you know where the relationship that you are in right now is leading? Or do you know where your job is going and what that's going to lead to? Do you know if you're going to make it to retirement or make it through retirement? Do you even really know if you're going to make it till tomorrow? I suppose you could say none of us really ever knows where we're going in life. But God knows, because God knows everything, and God is in control. And so when blind trust is difficult, what an awesome thing that God, who knows everything, gives us promises along the way. I want you to hear this promise that God gave to Abram to strengthen his trust and confidence in God on his journey. Here's what God says in Genesis 15, verse 1. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. You may not know where your life is going right now, but that's okay when God is your shield, when He's your protection every single day, when you know that God is your great reward, your treasure, because His blessings, His promises, His love, they're with you as your treasure and your prize every single day. You may not know where life is going at the moment, but like Abram, you can trust that God is always your shield and your very great reward.